Andy Crowder is joining me. Andy is in charge of a huge event. It is happening the 4th of July. That, of course, is a Monday. And it is the West Burlington 4th of July celebration. And Andy Crowder, good morning to you today.
Good morning. Can I always have Van Halen as my intro music? That was
great. Yes. David, I don't have David Lee Roth singing, but otherwise, anyway, it's a great party that you have in West Burlington, and it has it's become really a fan favorite and a family favorite too, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really a giant event. It grows every year. We add new things, and you know, we get started at 6 a.m. with the pancake breakfast, and we'll be there till midnight partying. So there's something for all ages. A lot of fun to be had.
You got a lot of different stuff that's going on. You got entertainment. You got special entertainment that's going to be going on the Brad Deary, not Brad Deary.
The Deary Brothers.
The Deary Brothers. That's it.
You got it. We've got three bands throughout the day, starting at noon, actually at 11:30. Our big band at 8:30 p.m. First Dance from Chicago. They put on an amazing show. First time they've played down here, so I've seen them up in Chicago a few times, so that'll be a really fun show. All day entertainment there on the stage.
All right. And by the way, First Dance, Chicago's number one party band is what it says here, so they should be fun. Playing a lot
of
different
stuff.
Yeah,
they all like to claim that, but they are really good.
Okay, I understand. All right, you got a Relay for Life craft for and vendor show that's going on also in the morning, as well as bike races.
Correct. Vendor show starts at 7 a.m. We've had that for years, but Relay for Life took that over this year. Should be about three times bigger than usual, so come out and check that out.
All right. Okay, what else is going on? You got bingo 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's inside West Burlington City Hall. Little Squirts water fight. So Little Squirts, what does that mean?
Well, that's our fire department added that this year. It's a brand new event. So they named it, and it's for children up to 12 years old and come out and do water fights right in front of the fire department there. They'll have some miniature fire department hoses there to battle with.
Okay. And River City Baggers, obviously, I haven't heard of them before, but obviously must be a baggers. They specialize in bag tournaments. Is that right?
Yeah, they do a lot of local events. Big group. They get a lot of people that come from out of town and really run a nice bags tournament. So anybody can sign up for that. You bring your own team. They'll have the boards and everything there and some bags if you need them. We added that last year, and we had 30, 40 teams in it. We're expecting a lot more this year, so it's a big new part of the event.
Okay. You got a kids parade at 3:45, followed by the big 4th of July parade. What's a kids parade? What do the kids have to do?
You know, Councilperson Therese Lee started this a while ago, and we'll meet up at the school, and it's just for any kid that wants to be in the parade and just walk like two blocks and have some people cheer for them. Just show up there at the school before 3:45, and we'll march you down Houston Street for a couple blocks. Just something fun for the kids.
I got it. And the 4th of July parade starts from Westland Mall down Houston Street. And that 4th of July parade, how many different entries have you got in that, Andy?
Oh, there's a ton. I think there's somewhere around 60. And I'm happy to say a lot of our political representatives are coming down this year, and a lot of local businesses too. So, and I also, last year we didn't do candy because of COVID. So this year I had everybody order double candy to make up for last year.
Okay.
Bring it back.
All right. And the, now this is one, an interesting one. 7 o'clock, you got a Broadway bullfrog race. Is that right?
Yeah, it's about the sixth or seventh year we've done that. You show up and buy a bullfrog. You stand in the middle of a circle and let them go. And the bullfrog that gets out of the big circle the fastest wins. And you can actually win some pretty big money.
Okay. And let's see. A raffle drawing at 8. So I'm guessing there's raffles that are going on ahead of the raffle drawing, right?
Yeah, we've been selling raffle tickets for about a month, and we'll have them there the day of the event. That's how we pay for the fireworks and everything going on that day. Some big prizes, $500 cash, a Ring home security system, an Xbox with a year of gold, and something else I'm forgetting, but we'll have it all there that day.
All right. And, of course, it's not at 10. It's at 10:01. You've got the fireworks, and it's sponsored in part by our friends at Two Rivers Bank and Trust. And your fireworks show is a big one, isn't it?
It is. We shoot right there around the intersection of Broadway and Mount Pleasant Street in West Burlington. So you can see it right down the street from the stage area. And it is just an amazing show. And we love doing that every year. I love seeing all the kids' faces as well. The fireworks go off there. It really makes the whole night worth it. Kind of end with a big bang and then another hour or so of music afterwards.
4th of July, it's the big one. It's West Burlington's 4th of July. Do you have any idea how many years have you guys had a 4th of July event? Because I know it started with your dad.
Yeah, sure. I think this is 19. I'd have to look to make sure, but I think this is 19 if you count the COVID year that we just did the fireworks.
Oh, wow. Anyway, it is the West Burlington 4th of July celebration. The pancake breakfast starts it off at 6. Fireworks ended at 10:01, and a whole bunch of stuff in between. Andy Crowder, happy 4th of July to you.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, and hope to see you all on the 4th.